Today, we are going to talk about a big development in India's AMCA program. AMCA stands for Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft. It is a fifth-generation fighter aircraft program by the Indian government aimed at developing stealth multi-role fighter aircraft for the Indian Air Force. You must be aware that the Indian government has been searching for an engine for its AMCA program. Initially, the idea was to use an indigenous engine, but India is facing several challenges in developing a suitable engine. As you may know, to develop a fifth-generation engine, one requires substantial technical expertise in areas like material science, aerodynamics, and advanced manufacturing techniques, such as engines need to possess features like thrust vectoring, supercruise capability, and low detectability, which requires specialized knowledge and skills. In addition, these engines must be highly reliable, low maintenance, and have a long operational life to minimize the life cycle cost of the aircraft. While India has made progress in many areas, it still lacks the required technical expertise to develop a highly reliable, low-maintenance engine and has a long operational life and reduces the life cycle cost of the aircraft. As a result, India has been looking for foreign partners to collaborate on engine development. And the recent confirmation by Rolls-Royce to transfer combat engine technology to India is a significant step in this direction. Rolls-Royce has just confirmed that it has received an export license for its combat engine technology transfer to India. As you know, Rolls-Royce is a world-renowned company that specializes in the design, development and manufacturing of a wide range of engines, including aircraft engines, marine engines and industrial gas turbines. Rolls-Royce has been a leader in the aerospace industry for many years and has a rich history of developing advanced engines for some of the world's most iconic aircraft. The company was founded in 1904. Rolls-Royce is a British multinational engineering company that is headquartered in London, United Kingdom. Now, the UK government has a strict export control policy. You must read one of the UK's law, that is the Export Control Order 2008. It has a set of regulations issued by the UK government that governs the export of goods, technology, software and services that are considered to have potential military, security or intelligence-related applications. So anyhow, with this kind of law in place, companies like Rolls-Royce have to comply with it before they can export their products or technology. And now Rolls-Royce has confirmed that it has received an export license, or you can say permission from the UK government, for transferring its combat engine technology to India. Now the question is, why did the UK government allow Rolls-Royce to share or sell its technology to India? Well, it is said that it is a move by Rolls-Royce to increase its engagement with Indian defense industry and support the country's Make in India initiative. Okay, it is not as simple as it looks. To understand why Rolls-Royce wants to partner with the Indian defense industry, you need to first ask the right question. Does UK have a fifth-generation fighter jet? The answer is no. Right now, only three countries in the world have fully functional fifth-generation fighter aircraft. They are Russian Su-57, China's Chengdu J-20, and American F-22 Raptor and F-35 Lightning II. And then we all know that UK is a very close ally of the United States. Now, you need to find out who is the maker of the F-22 and F-35 engines. The engines of the F-22 Raptor are made by Pratt & Whitney. It is an American aerospace company. And the engines of the F-35 Lightning II were made by Pratt & Whitney, General Electric, and Rolls-Royce. That means Rolls-Royce has some partnerships in the F-35 Lightning II program through partnerships or contracts. However, if Rolls-Royce had a major partnership in the F-35 program, then it is likely that the UK would have developed its own fifth-generation aircraft by now. And as I said, the UK currently does not have a fifth-generation fighter jet. But then they are developing their fifth-generation fighter aircraft program, which is called the Tempest. It is being developed in partnership with Italy and Sweden. So maybe they will have their first fifth-generation aircraft in 2030. But anyhow, the point is, Rolls-Royce, which is a UK-based company, they are involved in the development of engines for fifth-generation fighter aircraft, such as the F-35 Lightning II. But Rolls-Royce has not produced a single fifth-generation aircraft engine on its own. But then we cannot deny the fact that Rolls-Royce has extensive experience in developing advanced technologies such as 3D printing, ceramics and composite materials that could be used in future 5th generation aircraft engines. And this is the reason why Rolls-Royce is interested in collaborating with India's AMCA program. The UK government and Rolls-Royce seems to have confidence in the capabilities of the Indian defense industry in developing a 5th generation aircraft. This is why they see the collaboration with India's AMC program as a valuable opportunity to gain further expertise in this area and potentially develop their own fifth-generation aircraft. This news is certainly a positive development for India's defense capabilities, and it is great to see the AMC program advancing. The AMCA initiative is a crucial project for India's military modernization, and this recent progress is a noteworthy achievement for the program. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.